Welcome to the All Out As Is podcast. I am your host, Adia, and Brené Brown once said, one day you'll tell your story of how you overcame what you went through, and it will be someone else's survival guide. These are my stories, my lessons learned, my experiences. Through this podcast, you will find grace for your past, purpose and alignment for your future, and contentment in this moment as you live all out your way, just as you are. If you aren't already following me on social media, please check out Adia Dance on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok, and adiadance.com. Hey, y'all, it's Adia, and welcome back to the All Out As Is podcast. Thank you so much for being here and for choosing to spend a little bit of time with me. There's been a topic on my mind for the last couple years, really, but it really, really gained a lot of weight and momentum in the last year and a half or so. And that is the idea of having a life coach. So a life coach for me was someone that I didn't really feel like I ever needed. And I didn't feel like I needed a therapist. I didn't think that a life coach was worth investing in. Like, why? So that you can help me realize the things I already know? Yeah. The answer to that is yes. Why? Because so much of the time, we are literally getting in our own way. We're getting in our own way because we have blocks, we have trauma, we have programs in our mind that have been there since childhood that we've created for ourselves through our adolescence and into our adulthood. There are so many reasons why us as humans are walking around not living in our purpose every day. There's a reason why we're going to jobs we don't like, or having and spending time in relationships that we know we don't want to be in. Why don't we have the power to cut these cords? Like, what is it holding us back? Well, these are the type of things that a life coach helps you get through. And this is what I've been learning, because I've been a coach and a life coach per se without the title for decades, from coaching my cheerleaders and having meetings and captain's meetings and conflict resolution round table talks, and then going into fitness coaching and all the mental aspects that go into that, and really someone shifting, changing their life, to teaching dance and being exposed and being around all these different types of people and just having conversations and helping people through their challenges. I mean, that is literally the tip of the iceberg with the amount of like life coaching that I have been doing for a long time. But the challenge for me was I wasn't seeing it that way, and I wasn't seeing it as something immensely valuable, and especially not for my own life. I was okay to do this for other people, but in my own life, I was like, I've got this. Meanwhile, if you were to peel back probably a handful of layers, because I definitely had lots of layers, but if I were to peel back a handful of layers, you would have known that you would have been able to see that there was a lot that needed to be unearthed. There was a lot of heartache, a lot of pain, a lot of trauma, a lot of situations that I had dealt with or that I had gone through as a child that really had a huge impact on who I am today, even though I didn't realize that. It had a huge impact on the way I interact with people, the way I think about my sexuality and sensuality, the way that I value myself as a human, as a woman, as a person, as a mom, as a friend, as a daughter, as a wife, all of these things. There are so many things that I didn't realize had really contributed to the way I live life now. And when I would experience these blocks, these lack of motivation, even these bouts of deep depression and hopelessness, I didn't realize how how life-changing and life-giving just having someone in my life who was walking alongside me constantly, coaching me, pointing out my blind spots, helping me to recognize things that were just not homeostasis, that could have used improvement. I really think I could have gotten through a lot of challenges so much quicker. So think of it like this. We all can agree, or can we agree, that cars need maintenance, and we don't need to wait until the car is broken down on the side of the highway to know, hey, oil change, supposed to happen every such and such miles. I don't know, what is it, 3,000, 5,000? But it's supposed to happen. You're supposed to get the oil change. You're supposed to put gas in the car, because once you run out of gas, once your tank is empty, you've got issues. Okay. It's not just a, oh, now I'm out of gas, let me go find a gas station. You're on the side of the road. Let's hope it's a safe side of the road. So we know that in order to maintain our car, we have to give it maintenance all the time. Just check in. And same thing for like relationships. You may have experienced people who have encouraged marriage counseling or couples therapy. And it's like, well, if it's not, there's a mindset that says, well, if it's not broke, don't fix it. Y'all, we all have things that can be mended. We all have things that can be mended. And as we mend those things little by little, and it might take a lifetime, or it might take a few decades or a few years or at least a few months. But as you mend, you grow and you allow so much more beauty, life, purpose, confidence, hopefulness, security, clarity into your life. The more we get rid of this other stuff, the stuff that's been stuck there that we don't even know is stuck. You might be listening to this right now and thinking, Adia, I hear you. And also, I'm good. I don't do this life coaching thing. And I also don't have anything stuck. I absolutely can resonate with that sentiment, and it's completely understandable where you'd be coming from, because when we have blind spots, that's exactly why they are called that. We are blind to them. We don't see them. We don't see a need for them, or we don't see a need to change anything because we don't see that there's a problem. I could bet there's people in your life that could point out that there's a problem. People in your job, people in your home, people who are not around anymore, who you've had, they may not be in your life anymore for one reason or another. I bet there's other people who could kind of show you some of your blind spots, but to us, we're totally blind to it. I get that. And that's totally understandable. That's a human way. I want to paint another picture for you. So I want you to think, have you ever moved into a house that wasn't brand new? So this house, for example, the house I live in now, I think it was built in the 70s. I moved into it in 2011. It's been around a while. This house on the surface has a lot of great things about it. And then even with all the great things that it had about it, we still tore it apart and did some renovations. There was mold. So we had to dig through the walls and the cabinets, literally. My partner at the time, my husband at the time, he pulled out all the cabinets, and I went downstairs to find no kitchen because he was getting rid of all the mold. And it's like, as you pull away layers, he found the challenges, the issues that you could not see from the surface. And once we stripped away those layers, we were able to get to the root of the problem and fix it and release it and then make new. But this house is still 30 years old. It's not just those pipes that have issues. It's not just the paint that's chipping. There are layers and layers of things that I could be pulling away on my 30-year-old house to know that there's things that are one day going to come up, like today when I had a plumber come because suddenly the tile in my downstairs bathroom is really warm. And while some of my house guests were like, oh, do you have like floor warmers for our feet? And I'm like, ooh, that would be fun. And also, no, I think that's telling me there's a problem. things that have been in our life for years and decades, things that we have not even thought about, they're underneath the surface. They're not things that we call upon, that we think about. They could be affecting you right now. And what a coach can do is help you see these and move through and past. They can help you where you are, whether you are in a place of being not okay. As a coach, I help you get to that place of okay in these different areas. With that said, it's also totally fine to be okay. It is awesome to be in a position in life where you're like, I feel great. I am doing what I love. I have great relationships. I'm happy with my job. All those things. It is okay to be okay. We do not have to be in struggle 24/7, y'all. The struggles are going to come. The struggles are going to come. I was talking to someone the other day and we were talking about struggles and lessons being learned. And I was talking about this lesson that I've had to learn over and over and I'm done learning this lesson. And the person whom I love and adore says, you know, I feel like without these struggles, like I wouldn't trust God. Why do I need to trust God if I don't have this struggle? And while I totally understand that sentiment, I don't believe God wants us to be in constant struggle all day, every day. And because we're human and live on this earth, don't worry. There's a struggle around the corner. If you are ready to learn this lesson, whatever this lesson is right now, if you're ready to overcome, call it learned, then we can learn it and move on. And it doesn't need to take away. You don't need to feel remorse. You don't need to feel bad about it. You don't need to have guilt about feeling good. Feeling good is amazing. And also, we're on earth. There's going to be issues right around the corner. Something is going to make you feel a little bit not as great. So if you're feeling great right now, more power to you. Let's get you some coaching so that you can continue on that path and move even deeper into your purpose, move even deeper into your sense of belonging and power and be empowered so that you can empower others in their life and in their dreams. It all matters. And we can live such a more powerful and empowered life when we have someone else walking alongside us, pointing out those blind spots, helping us through those blind spots, seeing those blind spots that we can't see. And sometimes, y'all, that person is not our best friend. Sometimes it's not our husband. It's not our mom. It's not our colleague. A lot of times we need someone on the outside, someone who is not in the thick of it. They are truly able to step outside of where you're at and see your situation from a new perspective, from a different set of eyes. That is invaluable, y'all. That is so freaking amazing to be able to have that kind of person. So here's what I'm offering. I am offering to be that person. I have been coaching for decades. I am moving into a new season of my life where I am ready to take on a small handful of clients for personal coaching because I want to be there with you as you grow and to help you grow. I want to be by your side. I want to help walk you through. I want to help you dig up and move through these lessons that you have been learning on freaking repeat. Anyone? An amen from anyone on that? Anyone been learning the same freaking lesson over and over? You ready to be done with that lesson? Are you ready to graduate from that problem and move on to bigger and better things? More money, more problems, they say. Awesome. I'll take the more money so that I will deal with the problems that come. Another one of my favorite phrases is your business can only grow to the size of problems you can handle. All right, let me get through these lessons. Let me learn these lessons and how to get through these problems so that my businesses can grow and more people can be positively influenced and inspired by the things that I have to offer to the world. Bring it on. And also, I'm so thankful to have coaches in my life. I have business coaches. I have life coaches. I have peer coaches. I have mentor coaches. I have coaches that don't even know they're my coaches, but that I listen to and I follow so closely because what they give and what they bring is so valuable to me and in my life. And I've got a few different things I'm super excited to be rolling out. Some of you, many of you actually got to participate in my Mindset Mastery course that I released earlier this year. We went through that together. It was amazing. And also, it was 6 days. 6 days is awesome. But unless you're implementing that stuff on the daily, it's very easy to go back to where you were, to not allow those shifts to really propel you forward, because the first obstacle or challenge or painful thing that comes up gets you right back stuck where you were. That is why I'm offering a 7-month private coaching opportunity where me and you are walking through life for 7 months together, where you will be at the top of my priority list when I'm starting my day and I'm working on the things that are most important. You are at the top of this list. You are in that top zone, the first people I'm answering, the first person I'm one of the first people that I'm answering, that I'm tending to, and not only that, each week we're going to meet. We're going to get together, and sometimes we're going to work through really challenging situations, and other times we're going to freaking plan your help. We're going to plan your next best step. We're going to work on stepping into your purpose. We're going to work on closing the freaking door on these lessons that you have been learning over and over on repeat, like a hamster on a wheel. Let's get off the wheel. We're out of this car. We're into the next car. What is your dream car? Let's get into that dream car. What is the dream life? Where do you want to be? What is the version of yourself that you want to call in as soon as possible? Me and you, we're doing that together. Over the next 7 months, that's what we're doing. And in 7 months from now, I can guarantee you, you're going to look back at the person who was listening to this podcast episode and you're going to say, wow. While beautiful, I barely recognize that person, because you're going to have so many shifts and changes. And I know, I feel so confident in this, because not only do I have complete trust in this process of coaching, but I also have so many amazing tools. I am on my way to being certified in 8 different coaching modalities, in addition to the plethora of experience that I have had and that I have worked through and that I have brought people through. I am like building upon that. And the cool thing for you is everything I get, you get to get. What I learn, you get to learn, which is amazing, because you don't even have to do all the investing in all these other areas. Let me do that and I'll share it with you. That's what I'm offering. So if you're interested in being a part of my first group of 2024 private coaching clients, please reach out to me. I actually only have, at the time of this podcast, about 2 spots left, and I'm looking to fill that. But don't worry if you're like, wait a minute, hold on, I'm not sure. Is there more time? Yes, there's more time. There's always time. There's your whole freaking life ahead of you. But how long are you going to wait to get started on this? How long are you going to wait to get started working to your highest potential? And I don't just mean goal setting. I mean actually living every day as if you freaking love and care about life and want every day to be insanely amazing. Am I promising you no bad days? Absolutely not. Nobody can promise that. Am I promising you that I'm going to be there with you? Am I promising you I'm going to help walk you through? I'm going to do my absolute best to guide you. Am I promising you that I'm going to share these tools and resources and information that I have learned from my mentors and from my coaches so that I can pass it on to you? Yes, absolutely. You have my word. And because I only have a few spots available, I do want to offer and let you know that I've got a few other things in the works, and some are available now. Some you're going to be able to sign up for. So one is my Mindset Mastery course. It's a 6-day course, 6-day little program, and it's a really great way to kind of kickstart your month, kickstart your day, kickstart your year. And it's something that you can repeat. Like once you have this course, you have it for life. You can go through it again and again. And look, y'all, I am, Trust me, I know there are tons of courses out there, and I invite you to explore those. And I also invite you to this one, because if you're here listening to this podcast, something brought you to me. Something says that you and I, we need to have a thing. We need to build on this relationship, whether it's in a private coaching session, in the little course, the Mindset Mastery course. Maybe you're interested in coming on the retreat that I'm going to be setting up in the next few months. Yes. Yes. I'm freaking so excited about this, but I will be doing a retreat in the next few months, and I'm going to have I'll post the interest list in the notes for this podcast, but I'm super excited about it. And it will be, it's going to be life-changing. It's going to be life-changing. And what's cool is we get to have these quantum shifts in our life as often as we are inviting them in. So if you're interested in a retreat, coming away for a few days, getting your mind into a place where you can just be working towards your highest and best self, I want you to fill out that interest sheet, that interest form that'll be in the comments. And we'll get that going. And then the other thing that I have is my guided journal. Y'all, this was a passion project that I put so much heart and soul into. I'm so freaking proud of it. I use it myself. I use it with my daughter. My daughter and I, we go to coffee on Wednesdays, or I bring coffee to the house because it's late start and she's 16. So it's late start at school and we have like a coffee date and we bring out our journals, and we do it other days too, but that's like one of my favorite times with her. And this journal is actually available on Amazon. I will also put it in the show notes. Check it out. This is one of the first types of journals that really started helping me create these big shifts in my life. So many of you have said, like, Adia, I've been watching you for years. I've been watching you for decades, even. Some of you, I've known you a long time. And you're like, how have you kept up? How have you continued to always like rise above and made these big shifts and living so much in your purpose? And I'll tell you what happens in my mind is what rules my life. And what happens in your mind is what rules your life. So when we shift and we change our mindset and we work on our brain, we work on our processes and our synapses and our connections, we're actually doing something incredible for our life. And that's what my guided journal helps you do. It helps you get to that place where you are constantly reframing negative things and finding those silver linings, where you are constantly, where the way that you think just starts to shift and for the better. And even if you're already in a great place, just imagine how much greater it can be. Will come as a result from using this guided journal. I'm so freaking proud of it. I would be beyond honored for you to give it a try, for you to grab the journal. And then I want to hear about it. I want to hear about your experience. I want to know what it's doing for you on the daily, what it's doing for you over the course of time. And it'll absolutely be a tool that we also use in the personal coaching as well as in the Mindset Mastery. Now, if you're like, I'm not a journal person, please don't make me do it. Look, nobody's holding a gun to your head. You're just fine. Do you. You do you. Do what's comfortable to you. That's okay. But I just, for those of you who are like, I've never liked journaling, but I'm willing to try something new because I believe you when you say that my life is run by my mind. My life is run by my subconscious. And I'm ready to shift that thinking. Check out my journal, y'all. It's called the As Is. It's called As Is, a guided journal. And if you look up Adia Nuño, and I'll put the link in the show notes. But okay, I'm so excited because the perfect people, you, are you that person? If you feel a tug on your heart, if you feel something, anxiety, like energy just bursting, and you're like, I know that I should do this. You're who I'm talking to right now, who needs to be a part of my 7-month private coaching plan. All right. So reach out to me. Don't think too hard about it. Don't try to over justify it. Just know that if you're feeling it, it's because you and I were supposed to work together. And if you're kind of feeling it, but you're not certain, maybe you and I are supposed to work together in another capacity, maybe at this, with this mindset mastery, with the retreat, with the journal, maybe come into one of my dance classes or doing private lessons or come into one of my Kickstart Country events, country dance events, or we've got tons of them coming up. Check out Kickstart Country. You'll find them. But you and I were supposed to do something. Let's not pass up this opportunity. Let's do it. All right. Thank you so much for listening. I'm excited. I feel like it's a Christmas gift that I'm going to open. Like, who are these last couple people that we're going to be walking side by side for the next few months? All right, y'all. Until next time, live all out as is your way. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. If you absolutely loved what you heard today, be sure to share it with me by leaving a review on iTunes or wherever you're listening so I can keep the good stuff coming your way. If you aren't already following me on social media, come soak up the extra inspiration on various platforms by following Adia Dance or visiting my website, www.adiadance.com. I appreciate you and in all of your uniqueness, I cannot wait to connect with you in the next episode. In the meantime, go live all out your way.